Welcome to 2012 and Beyond, Part 12 of his 12-part Wisdom Series. These teaching programs are made possible by Your Own World Books, publishers of the Colbrin Bible and God's Child Covenant by Marshall Masters. Please feel free to share complete and unedited copies of these programs with others. For more information, visit virtualserenity.com.
How each of us approaches this coming global cataclysm reflects our own personal covenant to the Creator. There are three such covenants, and we each pledged one of them before incarnating in this life. One large portion of us has already chosen to fall at the outset of the cataclysm. Another will fall midway through it, helping others where they can. The smallest portion shall endure to see the earth reborn. In the grand scheme of things, each is equally important and equally necessary to our evolution as a species. Those who made their covenant to fall at the outset shall serve a great purpose: to energize a massive, sudden, and profoundly shocking awakening experience for humankind. Then, the old divides and prejudices, which have long separated us, shall melt away as quickly as their lives, and those left standing will begin forging new and necessary fellowships of survival. Those who fall midway through the cataclysm will also fulfill their covenants to the Creator. The end of their lives will not be their sacrifice, but rather each difficult step they take to that end. With the last measure of their lives, they will help to energize many fellowships of survival, and they will encourage those destined to go beyond to take another step forward. This is why the greatest responsibility shall weigh upon those who've made their covenants to endure the dark times and to help build the world anew. Who are these precious few? To see them now is but to see a past reflection, because the cataclysm will forever change them. They shall become as different to who and what they are now as night is to day. Their souls will be tempered in the hot coals of catastrophe, and like a phoenix, they will emerge from the flames as the magnificent seed stock of a new future. They shall be our beacons of hope for a new beginning, and it will be a grand and glorious one. Believe it.
Two thousand twelve shall bring such a surreal series and chain reactions of events that you must be prepared. You must stand in your truth. You must do your own work. You must help others that have an earnest interest in becoming more than. You must understand that feeling of loss that you may experience from those who do not understand, they choose not to understand. That is where it is so invaluable to learn detachment. For if you get caught in the drama of others and their agendas, their path, then you shall not be standing in your truth, in your knowing, in your integrity. And the events that take place will be doubly difficult for you. we would tell you to find that love, that one that we spoke to you of previously called Nirvana. If you could only experience that for 1 second, you will then have the knowing you are not alone. It will vibrate through you much like a battery assists a toy to play. We use that analogy for the purpose of joy and lightheartedness. For though this be serious and this be extraordinarily difficult to absorb, we tell you, you are not alone. Meditate, contemplate, release the fears, the attachments, stand in your knowing, stand in your truth. Recognize that the duality is just an illusion and that you are not separate, or you're not. We are watching the events as they take place, and we promise you there are others who are watching this event take place. There is much assistance on this earth plane. Step up your vibration, communicate, expand, grow, and you will help others who are going through the same thing to become more than what they are, for the purpose of not only surviving 2012, but creating a brand new, beautiful world here on Earth. We love you. We are done.
In the first part of this program, we looked at the various covenants we all make to the Creator before we incarnate, to perish in the early days of the cataclysms or in the midst of them. Those few of us who've made their covenant to live on as beacons of hope will shoulder the greatest responsibility, to nurture the evolution of our species towards a more evolved, enlightened, and compassionate future. Perhaps you have been wondering about your own covenant with the Creator. What did you pledge before you incarnated? And will that covenant be your irrevocable fate? Wonder no more, for there is good news. Never forget that the Creator has endowed each of us with something precious, if not more precious, than life itself. It is the right to choose. To choose wisely, when we can, and should we choose unwisely, to accept responsibility for that outcome so as to learn from it. This now brings us to you and all those hearing my voice at this most precious moment, because I wish to share with you a powerful concept, one that is best understood after receiving all of the other teachings in this series. It is simple, but so important that if you only remember one thing, please remember this. Whether you are incarnated or unincarnated makes no difference, because you're no less precious to the Creator. It is just where you happen to be in time. And the only constants of time are that it always changes, and that we continually change in response to it. This is by design, and likewise, you have an equal right to choose a different outcome to your covenant. If you made your covenant to perish at the outset or midway into this global cataclysm, and now wish to go beyond as a beacon of hope for humankind, then do so. It is your right to choose this new outcome. Likewise, if you made your covenant to be a beacon of hope, but no longer desire the burden of that responsibility, you can choose to yield your life for the betterment of the species. That, too, is your right to choose. And this now brings us to the closing thought of this series, taking your next step. It is not the way of the Elohim to decide your path for you, but merely to offer their wisdom as one possible starting point, and the spiritual survival concepts they've shared with you have withstood the cosmic test of time. Use their wisdom in your own way and in your own time, for in the difficult years ahead, the only useful wisdom is that which resonates deeply within your own soul. So deeply, it gives you the strength you need to stand in your knowing, regardless of the tribulations ahead. How do you find it? That's your next step, if you choose. The ancient ancestors of the various indigenous peoples of our world have survived previous global cataclysms. Through their folklore and traditions, they've passed on the harbinger signs of the next cataclysm to their descendants. Harbinger signs that are now coming to pass, and which give us reason to heed their warnings and sage advice. An ancient ceremony practiced in one form or another by the various indigenous peoples of the world awakens personal growth. We often refer to these ceremonies as vision quests, and they are very personal experiences. Ones not to be taken lightly, for they have helped the indigenous peoples of our world to survive multiple global cataclysms in what is now a very distant and nearly forgotten past. In simple terms, a vision quest is how you find relevant new truths while casting aside old ones that never really were. Finding who and what is truly relevant to you in your future is a deep personal responsibility, one you must do alone, for there is no other way. Granted, the first step of any vision quest is daunting, but with self-discipline and persistence, progress will nurture your soul in the most magnificent and illuminating ways imaginable. What will the first step of your own vision quest look like? It will look like your choice. Choose well, choose love, and always choose to go to the light. This is Marshall Masters for the Elohim and their voice in this series of teachings, Rebecca Jarnigan, wishing you peace and hope for the days ahead.
These teaching programs are made possible by Your Own World Books, publishers of the Kol Brin Bible and God's Child Covenant by Marshall Masters. The Kol Brin Bible is a two-part wisdom text. This secular anthology offers the wisdom of hundreds of ancient authors, and the many harbinger signs of their prophecies are now converging on 2012. God's Child Covenant is a romantic action drama set against a global tribulation. It offers a realistic yet hopeful vision for the future, because 2012 will be less about what is in your bunker and more about what is in your heart. A printed transcript of this entire teaching series is available. For more information, visit virtualserenity.com.